We've now been joined by our race winner, Kyle Busch, driver of the number 51 Chevrolet. Kyle, welcome back to Las Vegas and back to Victory Lane. Tell us a little bit about that race tonight.
Yeah, thanks. It was super good, super great. Just excited about the opportunity of getting out there in our KBM trucks again, and through all of the unknowns and question marks, everything surrounding our team and all that late last year. This feels really, really good to come out of Daytona and sit on the pole there, all three trucks in the top 10, and then to come here, qualify 1, 2, 3, and be able to go out there and race to a victory tonight was super awesome. So it wouldn't have been possible without great sponsors of Zarees Transport. Just great partner of ours, new to the sport, new to us. They're here this weekend celebrating tonight with us. So it's just a lot of fun and a lot of great things right now for KBM. And, of course, being with Chevrolet is super helpful. Great partners before, and, excited about being able to put the bow tie back in Victory Lane with KBM.
All right, now we're going to go to questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. We'll start with Reed.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. You said you had a couple of dicey moments out there. Can you explain what you had to do when you got beside D. Benedetto to keep your truck off of his and then to keep it off the wall?
Yeah, I don't know why it had to be that difficult. That was frustrating for sure. But, they're trying to stay on the lead lap, whatever. If a caution comes out, I get it. But, I got to the inside of him, I think, twice. And that time I was to the inside of him in the middle of the corner. And, you start slipping off the bottom a little bit when you're that inside truck. But when you're the outside truck and you buzz back by a guy's door, that takes all the air off his truck. And you can spin him out. And I about lost it and spun out, So that's just not cool. So, we had a really fast Silverado. He's kind of in the same camp. So, you kind of expect a little bit better from some of those guys. But it all ended out okay. There was one other moment, but I can't really remember what it was. I think I was actually by myself, but all good.
All right, Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. I have two. The first is, how would you analyze your chances of sweeping this weekend?
I'd like to say that I'm a little bit more optimistic about tomorrow, but I still got to get with my guys on that colleague racing Chevrolet. Our LA Golf Camaro was a little off today. Just a lot of a big difference of what I'm accustomed to racing in the Xfinity Series, which I haven't been in the Xfinity Series in a year, but just driving that car was a bit difficult. And so I asked for a lot of changes, and I got to start in the back anyways. So I told him to put it on scales and wholesale that thing and hopefully get it a lot better for me for tomorrow. So, but hopefully the cup car is good, and we'll have a good Alsco Chevy for Sunday, and we can be fast there. We'll see what happens with that in practice tomorrow.
And how stressful was the whole pit crew situation, and what was it like to have guys pitting your truck the first time who just aren't pit crew guys anymore?
Yeah, that was not fun, but it was what it was. Unfortunately, I guess there was an airplane break and they had to fly in a plane and they were late getting here and whatever. So, I guess it just goes to show you should leave a little earlier. Don't cut it so close. I've been in those predicaments once or twice maybe in my lifetime, and I've kind of tried to learn the lesson of go early. So all in all, just frustrating to have that happen. We paid a lot of money to the airline service as well as to our partners at RCR with the pit crew to have those guys here. So it's nice when you do get good pit stops from them like we did at the end. So glad they made it.
All right, I think we have a question up front here.
Kyle, Dominic Lavoie, Rebel Report, UNLV. So, Kyle, first off, as a Durango alumni, I'm a Durango alumni myself.
Oh, right on. Cool, man.
So, last weekend, right before your historic win at Fontana, the boys' basketball team actually won the state championships. I just wondered what your
Durango?
Comment is on that. I'm sorry?
Durango won?
Yeah, they won the state championship.
Oh, cool.
Last
right
week.
On. Yeah, that's awesome. I was there for a lot of years of a lot of championships as well, too, with Al LaRock being the basketball coach there. He was actually my first period computer teacher, computer class, and I think I slept through about 80% of his class. So I think I got my worst grade from him, which was unfortunate coming in late at night on Saturdays or Sundays and having school early on Monday morning. That was tough. But I went to his basketball camp a few years, and Can't say that he ever told me I was going to make it in basketball. So glad to see that they're still up on top there at Durango.
And one last one for you. So you've had a lot of success here at Las Vegas, and it's your home track. Does it ever get to be like business as usual when in here, or does it still have that like luster winning at home?
No, yeah, it does. You love anywhere you go, you want to win, right? But you know, here at Vegas, this is obviously a cool place, and enjoy being able to score wins anywhere, especially here. You know, just the way that you're able to win in front of the hometown crowd. A lot of people that come to Vegas, it's a destination race for them, so they kind of come in from out of town. But you know, overall, just excited about the chance of racing the KBM Silverados again, and just being up front like that, you know, and celebrating here in our hometown.
All right, I believe we have a question in the back, and then we'll come up front to Jim.
Kyle, Mitchell Brewer, Black Hat Sports. Just curious how you feel that Kyle Busch Motorsports has handled this whole transition over the off season with such a major overhaul to the team.
Yeah, thanks. I think they've handled it exceptionally well, as best as I could ask for. You know, I think our guys have worked really, really hard of swapping all the stuff over. I know we've blown through a lot of money early on, swapping all the bodies and getting everything, you know, to where we want it. We've got a lot of trucks lined up, and when you get to that 8-week stretch that you go 8 in a row, it gets tough on teams, and so we always want to make sure that we're ahead. And they've poured into it pretty hard, you know, and a lot of swap over with hauler stuff and pit equipment stuff and just everything, you know, all of what it takes. And so it wouldn't be done without Danny Stockman, though. He was kind of our only returning crew chief, although Jimmy Villeneuve, he's a returning car chief moving up to crew chief, and then new guy in, Brian Patty. You know, but they've all done really good job of being well prepared, as I would expect, and, you know, having good, nice, clean stuff coming to the racetrack. That's fast. Means a lot.
All right, Jim, go ahead.
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. No rain or snow this weekend, but there are some wind warnings for tomorrow and Sunday. I wondered what you thought the effect, if any, might be on the racing the next couple days.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Xfinity cars, the wind, that'll be interesting. That'll be tough because they have the least amount of downforce. So going through the corners with those cars is always already treacherous enough, you know, so that'll be interesting. But, you know, is what it is, same for everybody. So I guess I didn't really look at the weather in order to plan for that, but I'm not sure you could really change a race car a whole lot to fix a wind situation. I don't think the cup cars will be that big a deal. I remember we ran here, what was that, 3 years ago. It was like 40, 50 mile an hour winds as well, too. It was crazy. And our cars drove okay in that one. So you just got to be mindful of it.
All right, go ahead.
Tom Zaleski, Iron County Today. Kyle, even with all the headaches in the beginning, with waiting for the crew to get here, trying to make the adjustments off of that, did the final stage being completely all under green, did that help in your mind? Did that hurt? What was that like at the end?
Yeah, no, the final stage was definitely a help for us being all green. You know, we were fast enough. I felt like we would have had a hell of a race with Zane, you know, given if we would have started, you know, on the front together. He was really equal to us, and so those guys have done a really good job. They're still fast. They were fast last year. They're still fast. So, you know, but us having – we cycled ahead of them because we pitted before the stage ended. They pitted at the end of the stage, so they had to come through traffic. And once they got through traffic, I think we had 7 seconds on them or something. And then that final run, when I came off of pit road, we were up the same. And then, you know, the last 20 laps, I probably just started, you know, going 90% or 80% and just chilling out. And, you know, they caught up to us a little bit. We had a couple bad traffic moments that we talked about. But other than that, you know, just wasn't trying to push the envelope too much. So it would have been a hell of a race otherwise.
All right, we're going to work to wrap up here with three final questions. Go ahead.
Michael Massey, Front Stretch. Kyle, you had a pretty great battle with Nick Sanchez going on early in the race. I'm just wondering what could, like, it's kind of your truck, but it's kind of not your truck. Like, what's the attachment when you're racing against him?
Yeah, no, that's a full teammate. That's how I look at it anyways, you know. So that's our stuff out of our shop and my people, everything, you know. So, you know, it's great to have the technical alliance that we do with Rev Racing and with Nick getting the chance there with Chevrolet and Gainbridge. It's really fun to see him and Chase both qualify 2 and 3 respectively, and then for us to be able to race up front like that with Nick was pretty cool, pretty fun. They were fast. You know, I think that's similar. I don't know if it's the same truck, but I know it's a real similar truck to what Chandler had here last year, and Danny, of course, does a really good job here too. So, you know, he looked good early, and we were just playing in the draft and taking the runs, and, you know, we weren't – when he got – I let him have it, and when he got to the lead, I tried to push us both ahead and get us away from third place, but that wasn't really working. So then I was like, forget it. I got to take the lead and go and do my own thing. So, you know, good battle there, though.
All right, Justin, go ahead.
Justin Schuler, kicking the tires. Kyle, it seems like this year is a lot of monumental record-breaking numbers for you. You're now one win away as an owner from 100 wins in the Craftsman Truck Series. So obviously it seems like you have a really good chance of breaking that. So just what does this year mean to you as a whole now that all these numbers that you're just setting the bar across the board now, it seems?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. On one hand, it also means you've been here for a while and – you know, you're closer to retirement each and every day, man. So take it as they come to you. The cool part is, yeah, I mean, we won 98 races as a Toyota. This is our first Chevy win, but the 100th will come being with Chevrolet, and I think that that's going to be a really exciting, monumental moment for all of us at KBM. So great teams over the years, a lot of great people over the years. You know, the Truck Series is tough to retain. A lot of people because they like to move on and go up in series and, of course, make more money and stuff like that. So recruiting is always kind of the struggle point for teams in the Truck Series, but our guys have done a phenomenal job of that, and we've got a really good system in place. So strong people from the top down that makes all that work. So, yeah, I mean, numbers are fun, right? And setting new records is always cool, so hopefully there's plenty more.
All right, go ahead.
Crystal Clay from RacingRefresh.com. Does this win make amends for not having your family present for last week's Cup win?
Yes and no. Probably in my book, yeah. It's nice that I can have a win and they're all here. You know, we get to go to Victory Lane. But you know, nothing is ever tops having your family there for a Cup win. You know, so I definitely know that I still owe them Cup wins when they're there. And I'm sure there's plenty of opportunity for us to get that. I think even here in Vegas this weekend, we've got a good chance of that. So, you know, it's fun when they're around. I race 38 weekends out of the year and more of that with Brexton Racing as much as he does. So Samantha's a trooper and carrying along our family and taking care of everything the way that she does. So this is good to reward her. And you know, when you're able to reward all your people, crew members and everybody for all their hard work and their dedication to you, to me, to my success and what I do each and every weekend, it makes it a lot more fun.
All right, we're going to end one final question here.
Hi, Elliot Stern, Sports Talk 805. With the change to Chevy, what you did in Fontana in the Cup car, now in a Chevy truck, I know you always expect you're going to win, but did you expect you'd have this much success this early? And in a completely different thing, what are your son's chances of winning tomorrow?
Yeah, so I definitely would have thought that we would have come out strong with Chevy. When we started doing some of our off-season stuff and talking with those guys, they were really receptive to a lot of our ideas and a lot of the stuff that we've done over the years to make our program as strong as it's been. I don't think they've ever been pushed as hard as we like to push. You know, Stockman's kind of leading that. Brian Patty's doing a really good job of that as well, too, and Villeneuve. But, you know, the growth that we've had over the years in all the sim stuff and away from the track stuff is huge. And so we've got to implement a lot of that with Chevy, and they've been really open and receptive to that. So it's only going to make them better, make them stronger as well as us. And, yeah, Brexton tomorrow, it's going to be fun. You know, we're going for the four-peat. So hopefully I don't screw it up first. You know, I'm first in the afternoon there racing in the Xfinity race. But after that, you know, we'll see Brexton Races Bandolero just outside turn one there at the Bull Ring, the third-generation racer being able to race out there at that track with Brexton. So we tested a little bit this morning. We got some good laps in. So he's 7 years old. Let's write this down. He's 7 years old. racing in the same class that the 14 and 16 year olds are going to be racing in. So it'll be fun, you know, and I'm interested to see how all that goes. But you know, he's, for being seven, he reminds me a lot of me when I was 13, just getting my start. So he's aged beyond his years for sure.
All right, Kyle, congrats again on that win, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Right on. Sounds good. Thank you.